It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here.
740-383-9944. Hey, welcome to Swap Shop. I'm your Swap Shop host, Glenn Coble, and I've got all sorts of papers all over my my board, as they call it in the business, and that's why it took me an extra second to get on the air. Hey, we had a great show with James Anderson, the Marion County naturalist, and I'd like to thank him for all he's done. Now, next month, we're going to, usually we have him on the last Thursday of the month, but next month there are five Thursdays, and we've decided, because he has a previous commitment on the last Thursday, we're going to have him on the fourth Thursday. So, but it won't conflict with Fred Malone, who will be on the third Thursday of next month. So make sure you tune in. He was great today. I really enjoyed talking with him. I had some questions that I thought were going to throw him a little bit of a curve, and they didn't. They turned out just fine. Hey, if you're interested in selling something or getting rid of some of your tchotchkes that are in your you know, that junk drawer that's in the kitchen, or in the out in the garage, or down in the basement that you've been trying to get rid of for a long time, give us a call. The number here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, and we'll see if we can't get rid of them for you. We'll ask you what you got to sell. Let's say you have a used toaster oven that you're trying to get rid of. You'll tell us what it is, and you might say, you know, a little bit about it, and then you'll tell us how much you want for it, or you don't have to do that. You can say we'll negotiate the price, and then we'll ask you your phone number. It's pure and simple. It's real easy, and then we'll tell people that they can call you to see if they can't buy your item, and hopefully we can get rid of some of that junk that's out there in the garage. The only thing we don't allow people on the air to mention are things that require, federal or local or any kind of registration, like your house. We won't take real estate. We won't take automobiles or boats or firearms or anything that you have to get registered. We will not take that on Swap Shop, but we'll take everything else. And we also will take, like, if you're having a flea market, not a flea market, a garage sale or a yard sale, we'll be glad to put that on. Be perfect time to do it, because yard sales are still going on. They'll be on today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Sometimes they even go into Sunday, so we'll be glad to put that, your location there. Now, if you have a yard sale or a garage sale that you want to advertise, make sure to give us your locality. It's kind of hard to find out where you are if we don't know what your address is. So we'll ask for that. So if you've got anything you're ready to get rid of, let us know. Or you can write us a note, which we have several of, that tell us what and when and where you're going to have your event, or where you're going to have your garage sale, or even an item. You can write us a letter. If you're a little bit reticent to get on the air, you can write me a letter, and I'll read your stuff off for you, okay? Some of the things we have right now, let's see, we have... Oops, that's sold out, it says. That was good. I'm glad to see that. Meet and dine with the presidents of the United States of America. Now, the event pricing, the VIP seating, is sold out. But apparently they have other seating that's available. You can check by contacting the Marion County Historical Society. But the VIP seating is sold out. But the other seating is still available. You can check with them. The event, by the way, is going to be at the Day Spring Wesleyan Church, and it's going to be on November 6th. I know that's a long way off, but you've got to plan if you want to get to go to these things, because they sell out in a hurry. But you can check downtown at the Marion Historical Society. Go knock on the door if they're not open, and they'll come and they'll give you more information. All right. There's a Tiffin Flea Market is going on. This has gone on all summer long, but they're going to have one on, September 11th and 12th. That will be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the 11th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the 12th. It's absolutely free, and they have both indoor and outdoor sales. So come rain or shine, it'll be open. And that's up at the Seneca County Fairgrounds. And you can go to the Tiffin Flea Market. Sounds like a good time. We also have a note here from the people out at the Tallgrass Trail it's on Saturday apparently. Insect collecting program is going to go on out at the Marion Tallgrass Trail at 10 a.m. So if you're interested in collecting some little critters, for educational purposes or demonstrations, that sort of thing, the insect collecting program at 10 a.m. out at the Marion Tallgrass Trail. If you want to call them to find out if it's, where to go or if it's still on, 740-223-4161. That's 740-223-4161. For the Tallgrass Trail people. That's the main headquarters, okay? Let's see. What else have I got here? The Marion Public Health will be closed at 12 on Friday, September 10th, in order to offer a COVID-19 vaccine clinic from 1 to 7 p.m. There'll also be one on Saturday, September 11th, and that'll go from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And both of them are being held at 181 South Main Street. They're going to use the Pfizer vaccine, and it'll be available. And a $100 prepaid gift card will be available for all Marion County residents that receive their first dose of the vaccine on one of those two dates. So you can get rich. Sounds like a good idea. If you have any questions, call the health department at 740-387-6521. That's 740-387-6521. Might as well go and get your shot. It might save your life, and for certain you'll get a $100 prepaid gift card. Sounds like a good idea to me. All right. Well, you're listening to Swap Shop. If you have something that you want to sell, give us a call here at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 9944. Now, as in last week, and this week I'm a little bit more organized. I actually have the lists. I keep lists of quotes and ideas. I don't have a real good memory, so I keep quotes in my computer so I can go back and look up all these things. And I thought maybe you'd like to hear some of them while we're waiting for people to call in, and we'll mention these items that we've gotten on the air. Oh, I was going to tell you where you could send your item. If you have an item and you're trying to sell it, but you're a little reticent to come on the air, send your notification to what is the address here? The 523 South Prospect Avenue here in Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's 523 South Prospect Street in Marion, Ohio, 43302. All right, and you can send those, and I'll read them for you. You don't even have to come on the air. You can avoid the embarrassment of hearing your voice on the air, which I am embarrassed about every day. All right, one of the not only keep quotes, but I also keep lines that I've seen from movies and stuff like that that I think are important. One of the ones that I've always thought was an important line was from Field of Dreams. Have you seen that movie? I love that movie. I love the fact that they're reenacting it several times. We had who was it that came out of the field? The Yankees and somebody else. Was it the Dodgers? Anyway, they had it not a week or two ago, which was kind of cool, with Kevin Costner came out of the field. It's a little bit different now, though. They've actually built a Field of Dreams that people can go watch a real game at. You know, it's full-sized, as opposed to the slightly smaller one that's not very far away from it. It's right behind it, as a matter of fact. But anyway, one of the lines from the Field of Dreams that I absolutely loved, and it really took me back, not so much for my dad and myself, but for me and my son. Hey, Dad, do you want to have a catch? I love that line. That gives me goosebumps when I read it, because I can't tell you now. My eldest son was a track star. He was very fast, and in the mid distance, he ran the 800 and the 400 very fast, but he couldn't throw a ball to save his soul. But my youngest son was an All-American baseball player. And every time I hear that line, hey, Dad, do you want to have a catch? It takes me back to the days, or even when we moved here to Marion, it takes me back. My son and I would go out and play catch, and I absolutely loved it. Hey, we have a call. Let's go to the phone and see what we have. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm looking for some firewood.
Looking for, okay. Yes, we also will try and find stuff for you there. Hey, I have some in my backyard. No, I'm not going to sell it to you because it's probably...
You know, you've got firewood in your backyard. I will come get it.
It's probably got critters all over it. It's just junk wood is what it is. But you're looking for firewood. Now, do you want it... how do you want it? Will you come and pick up logs or...
Well, it needs to be split.
Split, okay. Yeah, okay, gotcha. Okay, and are you offering any money for it, or are you just carrying it away because...
Yeah, I'll pay for it as long as it's reasonably priced.
Okay, all right. And if somebody wants to get back with you about where you can come pick up some firewood, what's your phone number?
740... 223-87-79.
All right, so you're looking for just general firewood. It does need to be split. You'll pay for it as long as the price is a good price. How do you get rid of this firewood? Do you take it down to the state parks and sell it, or
No, I burn it in my house.
Oh, you use it for your house? Oh, yes. Cool. So you're a wood burner.
Yes, I am.
All right. That it gets hot on the when you have that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's
keeps
a good
my,
thing. You don't want to be
electric bill down.
Your what?
Keeps my electric bill down.
Absolutely. Sounds like a great idea. Okay, so that number again is 740-223-8779. And,
yes, sir.
Okay, we'll keep mentioning it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's a good idea. Boy, I tell you, alternative energy is kind of becoming the thing, isn't it? I keep forgetting there are a lot of people that keep their house warm still with firewood because there are so many efficient furnaces you can get that will burn firewood. They have wooden pellets you can burn, and it's a lot cheaper than gas, and it's a lot better for the economy, right? Or for the ecology. Okay, this gentleman, he's looking for firewood. He'd like it split. He's not going to come pick logs up. But he's looking for regular firewood, and he'll pay for it as long as it's a reasonable price. Give him a call, 740-223-8779. Okay, let's help that guy out. He's looking for... Now, when I go down, my wife and I go to camping quite often. We haven't during COVID, but we will again once we get back a little bit more normal. And that's why I have those logs, like I was telling you, it's stuff in my backyard. It's really junk wood, but we're going to use it for our little fires when we go camping. I love the smell of a nice fire. Now, we have an awful lot of people around our house that have those round rings that they burn firewood. Some nights when we have three or four people around us all burning at the same time, it gets a little strong. But anyway, help this guy out. He's looking for some firewood at a decent price, 740-223-8779. All right. Well, anyway, that Field of Dreams movie it really is one of my favorites. And, hey, Dad, do you want to catch? Every time I hear that, my hair stands up on my arms and I get a wistful feeling in my heart about the days that my youngest son and I went out and threw the ball. My youngest son used to give me all sorts of grief. He said, Dad, when you throw to me, the ball curves, and it's because you throw three quarters instead of over the top. You need to throw over the top, and the ball will go straighter. And I'll be darned if he wasn't right. I didn't intend to throw him curves. I just had learned to throw kind of three-quarter. There are a lot of people that have made a lot of money throwing from the side and from below. Kent Tekulve, you may remember him. He played for Pittsburgh, I think. Kent became a good friend of mine while his son and my son were both playing baseball in the same team, a college team. Kent used to throw underhand, basically. And he struck a lot of people out. I'm sure he struck some of them out because they had never seen that before. But it was kind of fun to watch. All right, so, hey, Dad, do you want to have a catch? That's one of my favorite lines from any movie. Another movie this isn't a movie. This is one of the Beatles songs, and it says, in the end, the love you make is equal to the love you take. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. And in the end, it's the love you make, not the love you take. There you go. All right, let's go back to the phones. We got another caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, well, I have a glass top coffee table.
Glass top? Yeah.
Yeah, and two matching end tables.
Yeah, I think you called us last week, so we didn't get rid of them for you, right?
No, not yet. I'll take $25 for
oh,
it.
You lowered the price.
Yeah.
All right, because I think last week you were asking $50, but you have a glass top coffee table and two end tables, right?
Yeah.
And you want $25. What number can they call if they want to find out where they can come and get them?
740-360-0041.
Let me read this back to you. You have a glass top coffee table with two end tables, and you only want $25 worth. That's a good price. And the phone number is 740-361-0041. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Let's get rid of them for you, all right?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Very good. Yeah, and she lowered the price in half. You can't beat that, right? The glass alone would be worth the $25. So give that lady a call at 740-361-0041 and get yourself a glass top coffee table and two glass top end tables for $25. Can't beat that price. All right. So like I said, the Beatles, I read the quote incorrectly. The correct line is, "And in the end, it's the love you make, not the love you take." I love that song. All right, here's a quote from, and occasionally I will do unknown quotes. Not very often. I usually like to have a name with it, but this is an unknown quote that I really liked, so I put it in my list. Aspire to inspire before we expire. I just like the way that sounds. Aspire to inspire before we expire. Always good. Always a good quote, no matter what time of your life you're in. As you get a little older, like I am, the thought about expiring is a little bit more clear in your mind. And one of the things I've often told my wife is, if I do nothing else, I want to teach my children how to die with dignity and how to live with dignity. I hope I've done that. I'm not sure. You'll have to ask my kids. This is a quote from Mark Twain. "If my dog makes you unhappy, I'll be glad to lock you in the other room." And he also said, "If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything." Two great lines from Mark Twain. I like the first one, especially. "If my dog makes you unhappy, I'll be glad to lock you in the other room." And I've had dogs like that before that make some people unhappy. Basically, I like my dog better than I like you anyway. All right. This one is a quote from Tyga. Now, I'm not sure who Tyga is, but this is a quote that I did like. "Hate comes from intimidation. Love comes from appreciation." We've gotten so much hate lately. Doesn't it wear you out? I was blessed with parents that thought hate was a waste of time. Now, there are people that I'm not real happy with, but I really can't think of anybody living that I hate. I can think of people I'd rather not be around, but I don't think I can think of anybody that I hate. Now, there may have been some historic figures that I would have hated had I been alive when they were alive, but, you know, like Hitler or something like that, but... hate is such a waste of energy. If you're going to hate somebody for the color of their skin, or you're going to hate somebody because of their religion, the only person you're really hurting is yourself, because you're wasting time with the hate. It's not going to change them any, right? Not going to change you from black to white. It's not going to change you from Muslim to Christian. Anyway... That's hate comes from intimidation. Love comes from appreciation. Let's appreciate each other. What do you say? All right? All right. Now, we do have some individual events that are going on that people have let us know about. At the Tallgrass Trail on August 28th, they're going to do that insect collecting program at 10 a.m. That's out at the Tallgrass Trail. Their phone number, in case you need further information, 740-223-4161. And that's on August 28th, which I believe is Saturday. And I hope you enjoy that. We had a great morning with James Anderson, our naturalist from the area. The Tiffin Flea Market is going to be on in September 11th and 12th. The 11th, it'll go from 9 to 4. The 12th, it'll go from 9 to 3. It's rain or shine because they have inside and outside admission, and it's free up at the Tiffin Flea Market at the Seneca County Fairgrounds. Head on up that way. It sounds like fun. Here's a way you can make a little bit of money. Marion Public Health will be closing at 12 on Friday, September the 10th, so that they can offer a COVID-19 vaccine clinic from 1 to 7 p.m. Also, there will be another one on Saturday, September 11th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And in both cases, they will be at the health department, which is located at 181 South Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. And they're going to give the Pfizer vaccine. And along with it, they're going to give you a $100 prepaid gift card if it's your very first dose of the vaccine. So not much of a you don't have much of a reason to stay home anymore. Not only can you save your life, but you can get a little bit of money. That's only going to happen on those two dates. So anyone from the ages of 12 through 17 must be accompanied by a parent. Okay. If you have any questions, by the way, 740-387-6520. That's the health department. 740-387-6520. All righty. We have a gentleman that's looking for some firewood. He heats his house with firewood. Great idea. He heats his house with firewood, so he's looking for split firewood. He's not looking for big logs or anything like that or trees to cut down. He's looking for split firewood, but he's willing to pay a reasonable price for it at 740-223-8779. That's 740-223-8779. We had a lady just call in. She had called the week before, but she lowered the price by half. She has a glass top coffee table and two glass top end tables that go with it for $25. Boy, you can't beat that price. Her number, 740-361-0041. So give her a call at 740-361-0041. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Glenn?
I'm good. What can I do for you today?
Okay, I got some power tools that I've got doubles of.
Ooh.
I really don't need two of them.
Yeah, that's
thing,
right.
You know?
All right.
I've got a jigsaw, an angle grinder, and a car buffer. And a few other little odds.
What was the angle? What?
I'll tell you what, I give you my phone number. If anybody's interested, they can call me.
On power tools? Okay. And you got several of them, though.
Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff that I don't use. I got two of them. So.
Okay.
I also got some air tools that I don't
use. Air tools as well?
Up.
Okay. That's good to know. Some people use the air tools. I do not. But.
Okay. Phone number 740.
802-38-88-80. Okay, let me read this back to you. You got some power tools, all sorts of them, jigsaw, angle saw, air tools, your just give him a call. Just give you a call at 740-802-3880. Did I get that right?
You got it.
All right.
You got it.
Good luck. We'll try and get rid of him for you. All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. There you go. Now we're talking men's stuff. Yeah, I love tools. I don't know how to use them, but I sure love them. I used to have a lot of tools. And then when we moved, my wife kept saying, do you use that? And I had a router for a long time. I bought it, paid full price for it. It was new. I think I used it once. And she said to me, you've had that for 20 years. Why don't you throw it away? It's heavy. Well, I think we had a yard sale. All right. So he's got some power tools. He's got jigsaws. He's got angle saws. He's got air tools. He's got all sorts of power tools. If you need a power tool, he's got doubles of most everything. Give him a call, 740-802-3880. We also have a gentleman looking for firewood, split firewood, at a reasonable price, 740-223-8779, or a lady that has a glass top coffee table with two end tables that go with it, $25, 740-361-0041. That's 740-361-0041. And then this last gentleman with the power tools, 740-802-3880. All right. Excellent. Let's get rid of some of this stuff for these folks. And they're being kind enough to call in and kind enough to give us that lady gave you a great price, $25 for two end tables and a coffee table. Yeah, you can't buy that anywhere else. All right. Here's a quote from Harvey Specter. I could agree with you, but then we'd both be wrong. I like that. And I've Scott and I have said things like that to each other while we're on the air. I could agree with you, but then we'd both be wrong. All right, here's a Dr. Seuss quote that I've kept in my little book of quotes for a long time. Oh, the things you can find if you don't stay behind. Yeah, keep moving. You know the name of my show on Wednesday is A Progressive Life, and that goes right along with it. Oh, the things you can find if you don't stay behind. All right, here's one that this, I believe, is an unknown quoter. Doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. Yeah. So you should be brave. Be brave. Don't doubt yourself. That'll kill your dreams. Now, there are some things I doubt a little bit. If I think my wife's going to get mad at me for having that dream, sometimes I downplay it or hide it away. Hey, we've got kind of a proposal that we're thinking about doing that I thought I'd bring up to you. If you're interested, we're pretty much considering doing the Harding High School football games, all of them, home and away, starting after either after the first game or after the second game. The first two games are non-conference games, so we may not do the first two games, but then we do the rest of them. If you're interested in that, either as a sponsor or you just like the idea, give us a call sometime tomorrow morning. Scott will be on. I'm sure he'd love to hear from you about whether you like the idea. Give us a call, 740-383-9944, and that's the number you can call here to Swap Shop if you have something you're trying to get rid of. We'd love to have you call us, and let's get those garages and sheds and basements cleared out. What do you think? Winter's going to come on pretty soon, and you want to get stuff cleaned out before then, right? All right. This is a quote from J. Cole. Nothing lasts forever, but at least we've got these memories. That's kind of an interesting philosophy of life, that nothing's going to last forever, but you've got memories. And the memories do last forever. You hope they do. Sometimes they don't last forever. We have illnesses lately that are kind of taking some people's memories away, which is really a shame. Wish we could find a cure to some of those dreaded diseases. This is a terrific quote from Peter Pan. You know, the guy that can fly. To live will be an awfully big adventure. To live will be an awfully big adventure. Isn't that true? This is an adventure that we're living in. And if you can make it more of a fun adventure, it makes life a lot richer. And I know there are a lot of people that struggle to find the fun in life. But there is fun in life, and I wish you the most fun in life that you can have. As I get older, I find that I'm appreciative of the fun in life a lot more than I used to be. Now, it doesn't hurt that I'm retired. It doesn't hurt that we have Social Security to lean on. But still, even young people, I hope that as a young person, you're being alive is a big adventure for you. Things change. We listen to all three of our children. They'll call up and tell us about the adventures that are going on in their life. We see them as an adventure, and sometimes our children see them as torture, especially the ones that have children. you're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio. I'm Glenn Coble. You're listening to Swap Shop, and we have a couple of three things that we're going to try and get rid of for people. A gentleman is looking for firewood, split firewood. He'll pay a reasonable price. Don't try and take him to the cleaners. Give him a good price. 740-223-8779. That's 740-223-8779. We also have a lady who has a glass top coffee table, and two end tables that go with it. She wants $25. That's nothing. 740-361-0041. 740-361-0041. We also have a gentleman that has all sorts of power tools. He's got doubles of most everything. So he's trying to sell the second item of each. He's got like jigsaw, angle saws, air tools, got lots of stuff. The best way to know what he's got is to give him a call. Ready? 740-802-3880. That's for the power tools. 740-802-3880. All right. Well, we've had a few more calls here at Swap Shop. We also have a few things that are going on that we are trying to remind you about. The insect collecting program is going on out at the Tallgrass Trail on August 28th. I believe that's Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. If you want to ask any questions about it, their number out there is 740-223-9161. 740-223-9. I'm sorry. Let me redo this number. My glasses went funny on me, all right? 740-223-4161. 4161, all right? I kind of messed that up. I hope I didn't mess you up. And we also have the Tiffin Flea Market, which is going on September 11th and 12th. Starts at on both days, it starts at 9 a.m. On Saturday, it ends at 4, and on Sunday, it ends at 3. It's free admission. They have inside and outside exhibits, so come rain or shine. It's out at the Seneca County Fairgrounds at the Tiffin Flea Market. And you can pick up some good stuff, big good stuff. Okay, I'm going to make you some money here. Marion Public Health, they're going to be closed at 12 p.m. on Friday, September 10th, in order to offer a COVID-19 vaccine clinic from 1 to 7 p.m. They're also going to have a second one on Saturday, September 11th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Both of the clinics are going to be at the health department, 181 South Main Street here in Marion, and it's going to be a Pfizer vaccine that they're going to provide. They're going to provide you with $100 prepaid gift card if it's your first dose of the vaccine on both of those dates. Anybody 12 through 17 must be accompanied by a parent. And if you have more questions, 740-387-6520. All right? And I hope you can get out and get your shots. I've had two of mine. Apparently, I'm going to have a third one eventually here in probably another couple of months, a booster. But didn't hurt, had no after effects, and I feel a lot safer, especially at my age. All right. We have a couple minutes left. We have the firewood. Gentleman looking for firewood, split firewood at 740-223-8779. Lady with a glass top coffee table and two matching end tables for $25, 740-361-0041. And a gentleman with all sorts of power tools he's trying to sell. He's got jigsaws, angle saws, air tools, all sorts of stuff. 740-802-3880. Sorry. Had to cough there. That number again, 740-802-3880. Boy, all of a sudden, the goldenrod must have blown in through the door. Lots of sneezing that you probably didn't hear. I hope you didn't. I cut my mic off. All right. Well, we're just about to get out of here. I'm Glenn Coble. You've been listening to Swap Shop. We had a few calls today. I like having the calls today. And I hope you enjoyed some of those quotes. I like to do that occasionally. It makes my heart feel better to give you some encouraging quotes. And it's going to be... another week before I see you. Between now and then, I get to go see the doctor. Nothing serious. It's my regular every 3-month call. Find out if I'm still alive. And I hope I will be tomorrow at 10:30 or whenever my appointment is. You have a great day, and thanks for listening. I hope we gave you something to think about. All right. Have a good day, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
WWGH Radio.